T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we slowly creep back towards the baseball season, we listen to a few of John Sterling's original home run calls for players. Pete Hoffman has picked 6 today. To kind of
because he messed up with Kareem Garcia yesterday.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that.
I think I messed up.
You know
up.
I love you, Pete. Come on now.
I'll take the blame on that. I think I messed up on that. But, Pete, let's listen to 6 John Sterling calls. Who we got for player number one?
This first former Yankee did win a World Series, not with the Yankees, but during his Yankee tenure did go 4 consecutive days hitting a home run.
Went 4 consecutive days.
And he won a World Series with somebody out, somebody else?
Yes, not the Yankees.
Is he more thought of as a when you think of him, you don't think Yankees, am I correct?
You don't really think of him? But I will say this. He was part of one of the biggest trades of the past 15 years.
Well, your track record on big trades, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Biggest
what that means.
This came from Ernie.
Oh, okay.
So this guy was not a very good player, you're telling me?
Not really. He's been a journeyman.
He's been a journeyman. And he had home runs in 4 straight games one time for the Yankees?
Yes. And I will say this too, another hint. Caught the final out at Shea Stadium.
Oh, Ryan Church had a fly ball to right field, so it was a Florida Marlin right fielder. So the guy played, did he win his championship with the Marlins or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Oh, you didn't win it with the Marlins, this guy?
No.
Right fielder for the Marlins that day, because that moment still haunts me. Now, thinking about the way that ended at Shea Stadium. I know Josh Willingham had a home run in that game, but he didn't catch the final out. So right
fielder.
Did he play
for the Yankees, Josh Willingham?
No, not at all. So that doesn't qualify.
I was going to say.
But he was a right fielder for the Florida Marlins. That's what we've deduced this.
We got that answer, yes. We figured that out.
I don't know.
All right, let's hear it, Pete.
Who is it?
Cameron Maben.
Really?
Cameron Maben, yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear Cameron Maben's home run call.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on and in the air to deep center. Okay. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Right over the 410 mark, just left of dead center. Hammering Cameron. He hits a home run to deep left center, and the Yankees have a 12-1 lead.
Well, hammering Cameron. And what's funny about him is
big
I remember.
Big home run there. They were up 12-1.
No, I know. He hit, because he was a big prospect. And you're right, he was in a big trade. He was in the Miguel Cabrera trade. Pretty big.
Yeah.
He had his first career home run at Yankee Stadium.
Is that right?
I do remember that because he was a big prospect. And I think, I could be wrong about this, but I think he hit it against Roger Clemens.
Mm.
So I think he had his first major league home run at Yankee Stadium against Roger Clemens, which is just not bad. But I completely forgot that he caught the final out. Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
And I think he's still available because Maben was on the Yankees last year. I don't know if he was signed anywhere.
I think he went to the Tigers. I think he's up with the Tigers again.
He went back to the Tigers?
Third time, yeah.
Hammering Cameron? Oh. There was more opportunities with that. Call Me Maben.
Right.
I could have done something with that song.
Right.
Call Me Maybe. Hearing John Sterling sing a pop song would have been outstanding.
Yeah, I don't know that song. Call Me Maybe?
Yeah, Call Me Maybe. When did that song come out, Hoff? 2 years ago?
I don't know that.
2 years ago, like 7?
Seven?
It's been a while.
Kelly Ray Jepsen?
Carly Ray Jepsen, something like that, yeah.
That's pretty good. Give me some credit here, even though I screwed up her first name.
I do give you credit for that, bro.
Yeah, there's no way to expect John to know that,
it's
though.
Out of my realm.
All right, guy number 2.
Okay, this former Yankee retired at the age of 30, went to a World Series, but never won a World Series.
With the Yankees?
No.
He retired, retired at a young age, 30. What was it, injuries that caused his career to end young?
Probably. That I didn't get.
You're giving us another obscure guy, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, he's only had one home run as a Yankee. So there you go.
Oh, great.
One home run as a Yankee. Retired at 30. What does his career start at, 28?
Have we heard of him?
Yes, you have.
Definitely.
He was more known for being a DH than a positional player.
What team did he play for?
Well, then I'm going to give it away.
How would he give it away?
Because I want to give you this one last hint, though. There was an issue with the home run derby where Cano did not pick him to go.
I got it. Are we talking about the former Kansas City Royal, Billy Butler?
Cha-ching.
There we go.
Billy Butler.
Pitch. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. In the top row of the green monster seats over the high wall. It is a two-run home run for Billy Butler. Yes, the Butler did it. Billy Butler hits a two-run home run, and the Yankees trail 7-4.
Billy Butler was a good ball player, just not for the Yankees.
Yeah, that was too easy to Butler.
Yeah, that was. I remember Joey Waller did that after Butler won an NCAA tournament game. I remember he did that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
He screamed, "Oh, Butler did it!"
Right. Right.
Yeah, another example of a guy you forgot played for the Yankees. Billy Butler, I certainly did. Yeah, I mean, he had a pretty good career with the Royals. I mean, he had some good years. He made an All-Star game. But, yeah, by the end, he was done. He probably retired because of injury, if memory serves correct, because he was 30 years old. He had some good years. So, all right. Next guy.
Okay. So this current Yankee.
Oh, good.
He owns Camden Yards.
Glaber.
It's got to be Glaber, yeah.
Glaber.
No.
No.
His batting average is .429, and his OP on base is .474.
Sanchez.
No.
No, you can't do Gary Sanchez. Well, I mean, it's fair to think that because that's Ernie's guy. Ernie has to do Gary Sanchez? Yeah.
Okay. And it's not Gleyber Torres.
No.
I mean, I guess every Yankee technically owns Camden Yards.
Yeah, who doesn't
own
Camden?
So we could just name every current Yankee. We'll eventually get it.
All right, how about this?
Luke Voit.
No, stop. No.
Was it him?
No, it wasn't. Okay. He has tied only DiMaggio and Mantle to have 7 consecutive games with an extra base hit at the age of under 24.
Aaron Judge.
No.
Nah, Judge is too old for that.
Is he too old for that?
Yeah, because Judge came up when he was in his mid-20s. He said under 24. Miguel Andujar.
Boom. Boom goes the dynamite.
Eventually we were going to get it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's here, Miguel.
Pitch. Swung on and drilled to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. On the first pitch, a line drive home run inside the pole in left field. Andujar hits it far. And he's getting Miggy with it. He hits another home run, another extra base hit, and the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
Getting Miggy with it. Right.
Yeah, because remember, Aaron Judge, I think when he was a rookie, was 25 already.
Yeah.
So that's why he couldn't have done any of that stuff.
Getting Miggy with it.
But when you say, Hoff, this Yankee owns Camden
Yards.
Yeah, it's
got to be Gleyber. You can't say.
Well, right. but you got to think about his batting average and his OBP.
You know, Torres had like
30
home runs there last year.
I understand that. I do get it. But the whole team, you're right. The whole team to beat up on the Yards.
And I'm also disappointed because of the current Yankees, I love the Gleyber home run call. I'm a huge fan of it, and now we're clearly not getting it. But that's okay.
Not today, anyway.
Not today.
We haven't done it yet.
Right. Who's next?
All right. This former Yankee had a very disappointing career.
Mm.
All right.
Very disappointing career.
He played a while, but still had an OBP of nearly .400 when he retired.
On base percentage?
Yeah.
.400? That's pretty good. What's the problem?
He had a disappointing career?
Yeah.
For the Yankees, or just in general?
In general.
And he's a guy that walked a lot.
Yeah.
So, to sabermetricians, Joe, he did not have a disappointing career.
Right, so they loved him.
He had a great career. They love him. Was he good with the Yankees?
No.
Do you think of him? Do I think of him as a Yankee?
You think of him more as a Yankee, yes.
Really?
You do.
I think so.
Give us something else.
He had never struck out 100 times in a season.
Okay. Not a big strikeout guy. What team did he play on besides the Yankees?
He played on the Nationals.
He played on the Nationals.
But you think of him more as a Yankee, you're telling me?
I do, yeah. I have one word that'll describe it, and you'll nail it after this.
This guy I'm thinking of, I don't know if I would. Did this guy have a lot of injuries? Was he injured a lot, this guy?
Yes.
Nick Johnson.
Boom.
Look at that! Good job, Joe. Play that one, Nick Johnson.
Being 0-1. Swung on there, goes to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, way back in the second deck. He hit the ball about 12 rows back in the second deck. What a shot. Why, he is jolly old St. Nick. Nick Johnson homers, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
That's a good get. And you know what? That is well described. That is well described because Nick Johnson did draw a million walks.
Yep, he did.
Couldn't
and
stay
he was hurt
healthy.
All the time.
Yeah.
He played for the Nationals.
And I do remember I was actually at the game where him and Austin Kearns collided, which took him out for, what, like 2 years almost?
Was that the game? That was the game at Shea Stadium.
You're not thinking of Ike Davis?
No.
Oh, God. I remember that. That was, I think I took Eddie Erickson, who used to work here, to that game.
Eddie.
The great Eddie
make
Erickson.
The sun come out. do you understand it? Do you get that, Pete? Do you get what that is?
No, I don't.
We got to explain it because it's funny. I mean, it's kind of
Eddie used to produce Mike's show.
Yes.
So Mike would always like get on Eddie about, Eddie, okay? So, like, we would go, Eddie, can you make the sun come out, okay? You know? Like, that's
I think we
get it now? Do you understand, Pete?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we were down in Florida, and
right.
We were just hanging out, like, by the beach, right. And it was dark out because we had gotten there.
Right.
And one of us said, Eddie! Make the sun come out!
Yeah, right, exactly right. How is it? Eddie's doing good. Isn't he on like series or something?
Yeah,
like
no, I think he's over
God
there doing great.
Eddie.
No, I missed Eddie. Good I love fan. That guy. How many have we done now? Have we done five
four.
Already?
Is that four or five?
We've done four so
okay,
far.
Okay, we got two more. Let's
two
go.
More ago. I owe you one from yesterday. So.
That's right. Go ahead.
All right, so this one, and this is Evan, I was talking to you about this too.
Yes.
The worst part about this is I going through these players of the what they did to the Mets, it hurts me a lot. So this next guy, he's a Met killer. He's a Met
so
killer.
Many options. So
Jeter.
Many options.
Not Jeter, no.
Go right to the top.
Well, he was a Met killer.
No,
that's the first guy I think of is Jeter.
Sheffield. He killed the Mets, I'm sure.
He once had a game, a series, I should say.
Oh, I got it. Don't even finish. I know it.
Oh,
now.
I know who it is, too.
Mark Reynolds.
Yep.
There you go.
Mark Reynolds. Let's hear him.
Go ahead.
The pitch is swung on. There it goes to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Mark Reynolds drills a two-run home run in the left field seats to give the Yankees the early lead. It's a Reynolds wrap. And Mark Reynolds drills a home run against the Birds, and the Yankees have a 2-0 lead.
A Reynolds wrap.
Indeed.
Boy, he was something, that Mark Reynolds. When he was with the Diamondbacks, man.
Oh, my God. The home runs he hit at Citi Field were just like, you know.
I think he got, and maybe my memory's making it bigger than it was, I think he went center field, second deck at Citi Field.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bomb that he hit.
Yeah, he hit some, like, monstrous home
runs. Was that the longest home run at Citi Field? At the time it was, for
no,
sure.
No, no. Are we including the home run derby?
No.
Okay.
Because Cespedes hit some monstrous.
Oh, my
there.
God. But I also think they are using a different baseball for the home run derby.
Maybe.
I just have this suspicion.
Right.
But of a regular game action, that Mark Reynolds home run to center field may have been the farthest home run I've ever seen at Citi Field. At Citi Field. I mean, it's different. You know, you compare different ballparks. But he's another one of those guys. You know, he had a decent career. I think he just recently announced his retirement. You don't really remember much about his time with the Yankees because he became a journeyman at the end.
Always hit a lot of home runs, though.
Oh, my God. I always had a ton of home runs. Big home run hitter. Out of 40 home run season, which isn't bad. All right. Who else?
All right. This last guy, he played for two teams. He played only four. He played about 4 years for the Yankees, 7 years for the other team, but had only seven more home runs with the team he played for 7 years.
He only played for two teams in his entire career.
11-year career, yeah.
Giambi.
No, he played for more teams.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he went to Cleveland. He went to Colorado.
I only remember him in Oakland. And that's right, they did go to Colorado.
He bounced around a little bit afterwards. Right.
So 7 years with one team, 4 years with the Yankees, only seven more home runs at the other team he played three more years for.
But I should say the home ballpark. I apologize about that. I messed up that stat. The home ballpark, he only hit seven more home runs at the home ballpark of his other team.
What? I don't even know what that means. Jacoby Ellsbury.
No.
Oh.
His first hit, or his first game as a Yankee, he hit a walk-off single.
Really? Guy, he had a walk-off in his first game as a Yankee.
Is he a good player? Would you classify this guy as good?
I classify this as a very impactful trade for the Yankees.
Impactful trade for the Yankees.
It kind of handcuffed them for a few years.
For a few years?
The trade handcuffed them for a few years?
Yes.
And he only played with two teams, this guy.
Yes.
It's eliminating a lot of guys.
Yeah, so many guys
have played for many a team.
Right, many a team.
Yeah. I don't know. You may have stumped us on this guy.
This guy handcuffed the Yankees for a bunch of years?
I think so.
I think I know what it is.
I think I got it. We got
Chase Headley.
Boom. There you go. I owed it for yesterday. So yes.
That's fair. Good job.
That's why I said impactful, by the way.
Yeah. Impactful?
I don't know if I'd call him.
Well, because
it was impactful.
It handcuffed him for a few years, and they signed him, and they had nothing to do with their base. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't move him.
Yeah, but what was so impactful that Yankee fans started to dislike him? Because most Yankee fans don't like Chase Headley.
I understand, but it was a bad move. And the trade handcuffed them at third base for quite some time.
All right, fair enough. Go ahead. Let's hear Chase Headley's home run call.
The pitch swung on. Here it goes to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, what a belt by Headley. Out when he swung the bat. You can bank on Chase. Headley is deadly. He drills a two-run home run. And Headley's the Yankees deadly. Take an immediate 2-0 lead.
You can bank on Chase.
Right.
Headley is deadly. Very good. Thank you, Hoff. Excellent job.
That walk-off, by the way, was in the 14th inning, the first game.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't either. Hoff, brilliantly done.
Yeah, well, good job by Pete Hoffman. You're Sterling Six for the day. We'll listen to five more as we continue to listen to all of John Sterling's specialized home run calls. We'll get a baseball update from John Heyman, the latest on that battle between the owners and players. Come right back with more of your calls. Beningo and Roberts on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.